Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to Talk to Me. This is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, the most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born talent events. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. It is June 12th, and it is hot, hot, hot like fire. Just shot from 40 degrees all the way up to 100, it feels like. So bear with me, because the heat don't do mystery well at all. So I'm trying to make it through this afternoon. Why? Because I have such a fantabulous, lovely, wonderful, dynamic, I mean sensational, I mean, sister coming on tonight, and I befriended her a few years back, met her at an event, I'm always meeting people all the time, meeting new people, and what I do with Diamonds in the Rough, or just simply supporting somebody else, and Lord have mercy, I do remember it was in Norwalk, and she blew me away, and I just was like, wow, I never saw somebody that has such a sultry voice with that deep, like, punch you in the gut type of sound, that sounds so much like Shaka and so many different people. And I'm always harassing her, you know, to sing Sweet Thing, you know. So I wish she would sing Sugar Free, but, we're going to get into that later. I know she's a very busy woman. I know she is in the studio, but we always start off with scriptures, and that's what I'm going to do. And that is the foundation of it all. So I'm going to take you to some scriptures that's really talking about love. And we know music is an expression of our love. And we can be expressing our love in many different forms through poetry, etc. And, you know, many of times you use that poetry to create a song, to create a melody, to create something, and you combine all of that stuff together. But in any case, I'm always writing poetry, you know, love songs, things that I write just for my personal healing, maybe, or just to keep myself aware of what is going on within Cherie. And Diamonds in the Rough 2 has been on an ebook. The first one is not in publication anymore. We're not producing that book. So if you got that book, it's a classic. So I just want you to know I got mine out the Ferguson Library, and me and Miss Anderson had to deal with me because I said, Miss Anderson, I wrote this book and donated this book, and I don't even have a copy. That ain't right. So, you know, some unforeseen circumstances came up, and that's what happened. But that book is not in production from 2002. If you want my books, I will explain that after I get into some scriptures, and I'm definitely going to read this young lady's bio. I have to, and I'm just honored that she's coming on and taking the time out on this hot, hot day. Psalm 71:23 says, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed." I'm going to go to James 5:13. "Helpful, not helpful, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. If anyone cheerful, let him sing praise." So it's basically letting us know right there, you know, songs can be cheerful. We're not talking about songs of hatred. We're not talking about songs of tearing any particular group down or person down or degrading women. We're talking about songs that lift up, encourage, inspire, and motivate, heal. That's what I'm talking about. So let's move on to the next scripture, Daniel 3:15. "Now if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" That's Daniel. Daniel was a bad man. He could stand in that lion's den with all of those lions. And you know how you've been surrounded by lions. And not so much in the natural. Because sometimes I say stuff on the show or other people, and I'm not talking about the natural. I'm talking about in a spiritual context. So for some of you that may not understand spiritual things or the spiritual things of God, you won't get it. I speak life into myself. I've been going through some extremely rough and very hard times. So it's things like when Tiffany goes out there to sing or any of my friends, they invite me and I'm able to be a part of that. That helps lift my spirits and encourage me like it does with everyone else. Just because you are in a Christian doesn't mean attacks won't come. In fact, they are going to come harder, especially when you are in leadership of any kind. So, I mean, that just goes to show you. That's a natural example of that is being in elementary school and you're a leader. The first person that has an issue with you, they're not coming to all your girls and your friends and stuff. They're coming straight to you. At least that's what I used to do. When I wanted to throw down or when I had something to say, I'm not going through everybody else. I'm going straight to the head because that's where the problem is, and I'm not going to talk to nobody else. Well, it's no different in the spiritual when you have somebody in leadership, and even when you're on the brink of something, God, it seems like the worst of times begin to happen, and storms keep coming. As I told you, Lord, have mercy, I can't wait for me to write my book and my life story, because if I told you just what has taken place on last year to this year, you would say I'm lying. But anyway, let's move on. Psalm 105:2 says, "Sing to him, sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous work." Tell of his wondrous work. When God gives you a gift like he gave Tiffany, she is gifted. She is multi-talented in many areas. So she's using that gift. She's using that talent. Who put it in her? God put that in her. I mean, we don't pick and choose what talent and what gift we got. We use what we're given, and then it multiplies, it grows. It even talks about that, I believe, in Matthew 25. It grows and becomes
bigger and bigger, and it gets better, and you get your education on, and you get, you know, well-versed in whatever it is you're doing. I don't care if it's cooking. I don't care if it's gardening. Whatever it is, you begin to learn along with that gift and that talent. And then when you have to apply the anointing, but the anointing don't come for free. Let me tell y'all, don't ever envy other people or be jealous of what they got. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you don't know the hell and the high water they went to get it. I don't want to walk in nobody else's shoes. I want what God has for me, okay? Because I know it's going to be great after the hell I have been through the first 46 years of my life. So I don't look to envy nobody. So my thing is that try to make somebody, you see somebody suffering, you got to give them music, sing something. I mean, I used to go to the old folks' homes and sometimes I visit certain people in the hospital. I may not sound like Tiffany, but I got a little voice, a little something. I go over there and I sing a little something to them. You know, because it makes people feel better. You never know if somebody's on the verge of transitioning or if somebody's on the verge of committing suicide. Just a smile, a hug, or a song, or some poetry just might do them some good. But I'm going to read her bio, and I'm going to do that right after I come back with this very, very short break. Like my very first talent show with my boys when I was in ninth grade network, and then we changed our name to Taylor Made. I was the only girl in the group. That right there, we had our own band. It was live. I love that song. That's by the Fatback Band. I found love. It. I'm about to read Tiffany Tazelle Wilson's bio because she is standing by. It says, Tiffany Tazelle Wilson is a triple threat. Singer, songwriter, actress, born and raised in Bronx, New York. Her parents were lovers of many of the late R&B, gospel, and jazz crooners. So Tazelle's household was filled with love and music. That's what we're talking about right now, the love of music and the love in music and how music can express love. Being a preacher's granddaughter, Tazelle spent many of her young years in a small Baptist church with no other musical instrumentation but the congregation's voices. Hand claps and foot stomps, Tiffany Tazelle learned to appreciate the sound of raw vocals and developed an ear for beautiful harmonies. She and her siblings would sit around the house banging on the tables and making up songs for fun. She has done her share of church plays and productions and as a child and has always had a love for the arts. You can tell. If anybody has seen her sing, let me go on because I'm wasting too much time. Tazelle's musical experience and talent would allow her to get signed to Quincy Jones' record label, Q West Records, as a teenager for Verity Records, Jive Records, the most successful gospel label at the time, and later tour the world with gospel groups and various recording artists like Tevin Campbell, Lela James, Carl Thomas, Melissa Morgan, Selena Johnson, and Barbara Tucker, just to name a few. Currently, Tazelle is in the studio writing and recording to complete her next solo project. You can find some of Tiffany Tazelle's music on iTunes, including Advanced Copy EP and all her songs like Keep Talking, Reason, and Sticking With You with LaShawn Langley, playing on various radio stations throughout the world. Tiffany Tazelle is also featured on various recording artist records, including Darian Dean, Departures, If These Walls Could Talk, Art Sherrod, Back to Business, Eugene Chapman, Lela James, Cheval, Angela Johnson,
Josh Milan, Honeycomb Music Presents Volume 1, Rashawn Langley, TRLP, Omar Wilson, and many others. So follow her on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm going to plug her in right now.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm good.
I am blessed.
Yourself?
I am blessed, hon. I am doing well. Thank you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I caught you in the middle of your studio time. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, so we're talking about music and we're talking about love in the air, music in the air, you know, and you started off so young with your other siblings in the household, you know, so you always had that type of support. What advice would you give to someone trying to come up who does not, maybe doesn't have that type of support, you know, that you might have received when you were young?
Well, I would just advise people to surround themselves around people who are positive and who are like-minded, who have aspirations and goals, or who are at a level where they want to be. So just surround, if you want success, you have to surround yourself around successful people. That's always been my motto. And then you can't get discouraged either, because you have to do something that you don't want to do. Another motto of mine, I heard it one time and it stuck with me, is you got to do what you got to do until you can do what you want to do.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So why do you think that you developed such a fond love for music? Because you could have been in the family and maybe not the one that really, you know, took to that. What made you fall in love?
I don't know. That's a good question. I just gravitated toward it. I mean, it was just innate from family. So I used to watch them and just admire that stuff. So I just gravitated toward it.
And were you one of those ones sitting Saturday morning watching Soul Train as well?
I sure was. I sure did.
Who are some of your favorite people?
Oh, my goodness. Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, a lot of gospel greats, Fred Hammond, Shirley Caesar. There's so many. So many.
And so yes, because it really is, and you're going to be right up there with them because your voice is so, it's like so versatile. I love it. And you have a great presence about you, and you know you're
Thank
always
you.
Inviting. Yes, and I think that's really nice. It's not like you have your head, you know, your nose stuck up in the air or anything. You make people feel a part of what you're doing when you're performing. And I think that's a great quality. Yes, yes. So tell me, how did you gain the skills that you needed for this particular industry, for the music industry? When it came to, like, for instance, writing and et cetera.
I would say just because of my love for it, I was always surrounding myself with people who I admired vocally, and even as far as songwriters, I studied Stevie Wonder's writing style and Brian McKnight. I loved Anita Baker when I was in junior high school. When she came out, I was lost. It was just like, you know, when you look at it now, it seems like it's a very mature type of music. But for me, I gravitated toward her, and I loved her so much. And I just used to listen to the style of writing and try to mimic that, and even with Babyface.
Yeah.
So all of these writers had an influence on me as far as that's concerned. And then once I started working in the studio, when I would meet other writers, I would sit up under them and just listen to how they created from scratch, like when they hear the music, how they developed, how they started humming along with it and vibing and just creating off the top of their head. So that also stuck with me. I learned that way as well.
Right. And that's a good quality, and also it is very necessary that you stick around what it is that you want to be. That's what I was told.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as a child. So, you know, like I was just saying, everybody has a gift, and when you begin to use that one gift, he shows you more gifts or talents that you might have.
Yeah.
And, you know, you are a triple threat. You know, give us some, you know, background examples of working with some of these people who have already been in the industry for so long. What was it like for you and your experience that sticks out the most for you?
Well, I would say my experience with Barbara Tucker and Lila James on tour. I've learned a lot about giving pretty much everything I have on stage, giving the people what they want. And it's just like, if you don't enjoy what you do, how can somebody else enjoy what you do? So you
That's
have to
true.
Really get into your message and understand that you have the ability to affect someone's life when through music. So everything, they could have a horrible day. And if I go and I'm having a horrible day, and then I said, okay, I got to do this performance, and I'm not feeling anything, I'm not, you know, into what I'm doing, how do you think that's going to transition or translate to my crowd? So
right,
you kind of have,
right.
to, you have to really be into your craft and love what you do. And that, you know, and many times if I am having a bad day, once I get on that stage, it's all bets are off. I mean, because it's like,
yes.
that's what I love to do. And if you come in with a grumpy
yes.
attitude, I'm not going to let you affect me. I'm hoping to
right.
change your attitude so you are looking at things more positively and being a happier person.
Yes, yes. So what would you say your style is? Or do you think that it's a cross between different genres of music?
It is. It is that. And me being in a group at a very young age and always playing behind the scenes, always writing and always background vocalist for others, starting to step into the forefront as a solo artist, it was very hard for me or difficult for me to tap into my own voice and just say, like, this is who Tizelle is. So
right.
I'm really just getting into who I am as an artist, still learning day by day more about myself. You know, I'm a married woman, and these are the things that I speak about in my songs. It's just relations, life, ups and downs. Like, you look at people's situations and you never know what they go through. They may look happy on the outside, but you never know what they're going through, or they could.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, everybody has a story.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's funny how you mentioned how you work with Melissa Morgan. Actually, that was the first solo song Robbie Jenkins gave me when I was in the group with my fellas. And I loved Melissa Morgan back then.
Yeah,
in any case, what is it? What do you think that your goal is at this phase and stage of your life? Where are you headed? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, my goal is, in general, just to keep myself happy. And the more I do my music, the more I'm helping other people through music. And that means working with others to help them establish and learn who they are musically. As long as I'm doing these things, that makes me happy, and that's my goal, to just stay happy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers
all
the
right
question,
now. Okay, that's all right. That's you. That's your answer. That's you. And I completely get it. I completely get it. I just was hoping, I know what would make me happy if you would sing at least a little verse or something for us on Talk to Me.
Wow. You didn't prepare me for that one. Oh, wow.
Just a little something, just even two lines.
Well, I'll do my girl Whitney because I love her so much. How about, I believe in you and me. I believe that we will be in love eternally, babe. For as far as I can see, you will always be the one for me. Oh, yes, you will. All right.
Wow, that was that. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm talking about. When you are real singer, you know, singing, you can do it on the spot just like that. I mean, it's beautiful. Thank you so much for blessing us with that little bit.
Thank you for having
me. I'm a fanatic. Yes, I'm a fanatic for good singing. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
You are hilarious.
But tell us what you got coming up, or if you're going to be appearing anywhere, how people can get in touch with you.
Oh, well, of course, on Facebook and Instagram. But one thing I have coming up that's pretty local is Tiago's. We're doing a tribute to Mary J. Blige. Now, with all the stuff that she's been going through, as a woman, I could relate, and I just, you know, we just love Mary J., right? So we're doing a tribute to her on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at Tiago's. And then after that, I'll just be doing a bunch of, I'm always playing at Trattoria 632 in Purchase, New York, with a band called Deep Cover Groove Band. And then I always do my privates. But then I'm out. I'm going to Norway in July.
All right, now I know where that is.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I'm like, that ain't nowhere near Norwalk, but Norway.
No way. All the way on the other side of the world.
Past over there near Ireland somewhere, right?
It's in the UK. It's done. We're
okay.
So out. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to leaving because, I mean, just going over there, and they love American music. They love what we do, and they want to tap into what we do. So I'm very privileged and honored to be a part of what they're doing over there in Mosjøen.
Absolutely.
Mosjøen, Norway.
And congratulations on that too. And I know it's going to be a success for it wherever you are. So, yes, continue to do that. And is there a contact information if somebody want to book you, or they can just go to Facebook?
I would say just go to Facebook, and that's, you know, you can always reach me through Messenger. And, yeah, that's a great way.
Yes. Well, I'm putting my bid in right now for my 50th birthday party, like, in 4 years. Truly, before you blow up for real, and I have no way to get in touch with you, so I'm putting it in now.
Crazy.
But thank you so much for coming on. Is there any last minute words you want to give, advice, or something that you want to say regarding your music?
Just look forward to my new project coming out, and I appreciate everyone and their support and love for live music. Just support live music for real, because without you guys, we can't do what we do and make a difference.
Yes, and I thank you on behalf of everybody for blessing so many people from Norway. I've seen you sing so many times in different cities. So thank you, coming from us, and continue to do what you do, girl. Continue to keep writing, blessing other people, expanding, and I pray all your endeavors and dreams will definitely come to pass.
Thank you so much, and I wish the same for you. Same sentiments, darling.
All right. Amen.
All right.
Have a good night.
Be well. You too. Be well.
Okay, bye-bye. There you have it. That was Tiffany Tizell. And you can check her out on Facebook. go look at some of the things, projects that she's working on, and go to iTunes so you can support her, get her music, etc. And I'm going to take you out but with some Fatback Band. But I just wanted to reiterate, go over some of the books that I have out there now that I'm taking orders for. Actually, my paperbacks. Please support The Dog Who Had Asthma. That's by my niece. Name Brand Shoes. That's by me. 9 months, 3 days, and 28 minutes. June West, In the Eyes of the Enemy. June West, Can a Sister Get Some Love? That is my thesis project on Black relationships. There's some ebooks up there, jokes, quotes, poetry, you name it. The information should be on the show page on Amazon, and you can also go to amazon.com/author/June West or Cherie Humphrey. Please, if you're led and it's put on your heart, I need you to go and just dig deep inside yourself. And as Tiffany was saying, you don't know what people are going through. And I may talk a lot, but certain things, I know that God is up to something. He must be. We've been doing Diamonds in the Rough for 15 years, 21 events since 2009. We have gotten a plaque, an award from the Federal U.S. Census Bureau, special recognition by Congressman Himes, holla back. You name it, the accolades go on. I don't even try to keep track anymore because it's not for that. I wanted to reach back. I wanted to give to the kids. I wanted to give where kids didn't have support, like myself, and were coming out of abusive homes or neglect or violence and things of that nature, that they could at least have me to look to help them to get their foot to the next level. And it's like a stepping stone where a star is born, but I can't even move forward. I have been homeless myself more than once. I've lived in 16 different homes in the past 2.5, 3 years. I have a master's degree in education and certified 6 times through the state, plus a domestic violence certification in sexual assault and business administration. I don't know what God is doing, but in the interim, I have been publishing my books and I've still been running Diamonds in the Rough, and none of you would have never known. So I'm telling you now that I need your help. I need your help to keep myself above water. Go to GoFundMe.com. Two friends of mine told me to put this up, and one young lady down south in Arkansas, beautiful young woman, Satania, thank you so much. She said, Cherie, put up a GoFundMe page. And I didn't want to do it because I already got PayPal up here and everything else. But I know that I can't move forward with Diamonds in the Rough, the Running into the Light for Survivors of Abuse, Promises, all of that I have carried on my back. And now my back can't carry but so much more. So through the medical issues and all that stuff, and I'm not saying that, you know, because everybody's dealing with stuff, but I have done my best to try to do outreach and give and not required a dime except for the people who come in to buy tickets. So I need your help now. And I'm asking you to go to GoFundMe.com/CHERI328. You may not know, I've been living in the car for, I don't know, a few days now. You know, God willing, God will step in and he will do what he has to do. Some doors have already been opened as far as my books are concerned. But you know, like Tiffany said, you don't know what somebody's going through. So don't just assume that you think you know a person because you don't. And so I'm asking you to do that. My phone number is 203-952-9807. If you would like to donate to myself or Diamonds in the Rough or both of us, please give me a call, text me. I'm all over the internet. You can find me. So thank you so much for tuning back in to talk to me. We're going to have a poet coming on in about 2 weeks. on the 26th, God willing. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Stay cool.
And I think it's a couple of years, just got married. And a special shout out to you in the back. You know who I'm talking to. Could you please stand for me? All right, congratulations. All right, all right.
I never met a girl so